From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now a story about counterfeit fish. We read in the Washington Post today about a state investigation into what passes for grouper at a variety of Central Florida restaurants. A state DNA lab found that grouper served at 17 of 24 restaurants sampled by the investigators was not, in fact, grouper at all, but some cheaper fish erroneously served as grouper. There have been similar investigations by the St. Petersburg Times and various Florida papers and TV stations. Greg Hogeboom is a special agent for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's based in Florida. He investigates marine resource violations. And, Greg Hogeboom, how common is this, do you think, that restaurants are serving relatively cheap fish as relatively expensive fish?
Well, in the case of the grouper, it's quite common. It's much more common than I think people would be comfortable in believing.
Well, that 17 out of 24 finding would suggest that it may be more rare to be served grouper in some places.
Well, if you're going to buy a grouper fish basket or a grouper sandwich and you're not going to pay top dollar for it, then chances are you're going to find yourself with a substitute on your plate.
The substitutes that were found, according to the story we read today, included Asian catfish, emperor fish, and painted sweet lips. Is that a fish?
It is. I've never encountered one, but I've heard of it.
There also were some samples that evidently the Florida DNA lab couldn't identify. They defied whatever listings they have of fish DNA signatures.
Well, if they don't have a known sample to go by, then it's not going to come back as anything in particular, I suppose.
As someone who watches this, I assume from the water on in, is it possible to innocently trap and then sell fish as grouper that isn't, or would you have to know somewhere along the line that's not grouper that's going in the oven right now?
Well, in the cases of what these people are finding in the restaurants, most likely the fish that they've encountered, tested for DNA and encountered, has not come from the United States. It's likely a farm-raised catfish from Vietnam or some sort of similar product substitute from Indonesia in that area.
Foreign fake fish.
Foreign fake fish, yes, that's correct.
Should a restaurant manager or a chef, for that matter, know the difference? Would he logically know the difference?
I think it goes back to let the buyer beware, and the restaurant manager is obviously going to try and get the best buy he can for his dollar. But on the other hand, when if you walk into the grocery store and see a fresh Gulf of Mexico grouper fillet anywhere from $15 to $20 a pound, and then you're offered a thin white fillet for $2.50 a pound, you have to understand that there's something that's not right here.
You mean if it's too good to be true?
Exactly.
It just could be Asian catfish.
It's exactly right.
Well, Special Agent Hogeboom, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
About it. That's Greg Hogeboom, who is a special agent with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Florida. He was talking with us about the problem of counterfeit fish, of serving fish that is not grouper and calling it grouper at restaurants in Florida.